Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on what is it? It is Wednesday, the 13th of November. Something's just happened there in the horses. I thought we had a winner, and then it's been gubbed on the line or fallen over or something. Don't know what's happened there, and ended up getting done then. Oh, have we? Yes, no. Oh, who knows? Who does this betting in running? Nope. Derek Danjou looks like he's got up, and it's another little winner for the Forum horses. Well, beautiful. Look at that. Sorry, I'm late again today. That's Chrissy's spreadsheet's fault this morning. I had to sort him out. I had to give him some VBA help. See, he has a go, and then he has to come back to me, and I'll sort it all out for him, the boy. Want any help with spreadsheets, FTS spreadsheets, we're your boys. Get it done. Right, where am I? What am I doing? Right, Lingfield, I think I've contacted everybody who's coming for this weekend, who needed to be contacted. We've done the menus, we've done those and those with rooms. I've sent you stuff. I'll see some of you, well, I'll see you all Saturday, yeah, and obviously some of us staying Saturday night for dinner and things, all been sorted. Last week I surrounded myself with a guy from Sheffield, and that was, well, I mean, it's just a different language, isn't it? I mean, I reckon, I mean, you ask him what the score is going to be in a football match, and I got Fortnite, I think he meant 4-0, but it just kept coming out Fortnite, and then trying to order food, our lass would have you with gravy or something. I mean, I don't know what he was on about. Our lass. Somebody says our lass down here. You think it's your daughter, I would think, wouldn't it? Oh, our lass is off to college. I would think that sort of thing. Apparently, our lass is his wife. Something to do with gravy, I don't know. I think our lass likes gravy. But who has a clue? I'll give him his due. I will give him his due. He did order. He had fish and chips. And I said, what, the old choice was peas or mushy peas, what do you want? I'd have lost a hefty bet, because I'd have had a good bet, he'd have had the old mushy peas, but he didn't, he had the old garden peas, because mushy peas have never been a thing, they are just nonsense. Whoever took a pea and decided, no, we'll get some dried marrow fat ones, soak them, and then do all this shite to them, and then serve them up, just have a garden pea and be done with it. It's one of the finest things on the planet, the garden pea. Can do so much with it. Load of taste out of it. Pea velouté, whatever you want to do. Pea and ham soup. It's a fantastic thing. Why do we need to have this mushy nonsense? Get rid of it. Nonsense. And then the old Wigan people. I mean, I've got them this week. And I had Sheffield last week. This week I've got Wigan and Scotland. I mean, that's, I mean, what chance have you got there? And I think they're sat at the same table. Wigan and Jocks at the same table. Not going to understand a word. Not going to get a word of it. But they take the peas to a next level. They throw the peas away and have the water. They just have the pea wet water. I mean, there's fucking people wrong with them. What? I had an email. Was it an email or a text? Can't remember yesterday. I have a lot of meetings for a pro punter. What the fuck's all that about? I'm not really sure what the implication of it was. But yes, I do. I guess the question is, what the fuck's it got to do with you? But yes, I do. I meet FTS people, so I go and meet Chrissy's spreadsheets. I meet FTS members and help them out. I meet Ryan, who does the website. I meet Paul, and we discuss figures and spreadsheets and numbers. I've got lots of stuff that I do. What the fuck's it got to do with people? I have a lot of meetings. What the fuck's all that about? Yeah, I do. I like to put myself out there, get involved with people. Heck's sake. Right, prizes. Yeah, this is going to be good. These boys, because I've cost myself money here. Right, we have some prize winners that I have completely and utterly ignored. And I apologise severely for doing so. It was not anything intentional. One was Yao, and there was two of them in the football. And John Sang, so you won the football, the last round of pontoon, Zhao and John Sang, and then the NFL was won by, and he's been very patient, he absolutely took it down in week 5, was Stevie Jetski, and none of you have had a prize, and I do apologise for that. Part of it was time, part of it was thinking what to give you, and I've got Well, I've decided what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you all membership to the Golf Guru for next year. So you've all got a free membership to that. And I was going to gamble £500 for you. But I did say if I didn't announce the prizes on Monday, I'd double it. So now I'm going to gamble £1,000 for you. So from the first weekend when I get back from Vegas, so it's going to be the weekend of the 29th, I am going to have a £1,000 bank for each of you. So that's going to be, I'm going to £3,000. I'm going to trade that bank for you for 30 days through to the break in between Christmas and New Year. And whatever I win, I'm going to pay you. And I will update you weekly with how it's going. But basically, come the end of December, you'll have a nice little payout because we won't lose. So there you go. So that is what I'm going to do for you three. And I'm going to give you all membership to the Golf Guru for 2020. There you go. I hope that's acceptable. Answers on a postcard if it's not. What else have I got to cover? VAR at Liverpool. I mean, what's all that about? I mean, it's just handball, isn't it? It's just handball. The other one's offside. Old Lee Thompson, he jumped in. It wasn't offside. I only did it to poke you, Lee. I don't really care. VAR, as I say, it's absolutely fine. I don't know whether it was... Well, it was handball. Is it a penalty? I don't know. Nobody knows the rules anymore. And old Riley and his sidekick Swarbrick have come out giving themselves 7 out of 10. I mean, they couldn't have be making a bigger pig's ear of it. I keep saying it. The technology is fine. I've watched it in the World Cup, Champions League. Whether you don't agree with the decisions all the time, like I didn't think the Man U Paris Saint-Germain one was a penalty, but that's a subjective thing. But the actual process to get to that decision, I had no problem with whatsoever. Go to a video, have a look. Get the referees at the sidelines having a look. There's nothing wrong with it. Offside, I know people up and down. Well, it's a valid point. If the ball's over the line by a millimetre, which the technology tells us, we're happy with it. But if somebody's offside, we're not. And it is, where do you draw that line? As it is at the minute, everyone, be it Son's at Leicester, Firmino's, the Sheffield United one, everyone is being treated the same. That's the thing that I like about it. And the picture you see on the screen isn't the picture they see. It's the line is made wider for TV viewing. You know, there's loads wrong with how they're implementing it. You know, the weight in stadiums, the not going to the side. But things like that, I don't mind. It's actually firm. It's down there. That's what it is. Anyway, so that's that. A bit on mindset, but because it is 1 o'clock and the racing has started, I'm not. So I will try and get that in tomorrow. In preparation, I need to go and sort of lock myself in a room because I've got Mick McManus and I've got... I'm seeing Suggsy Sunday and I've got Wigan and Scotland and I've got Art coming down. I mean, it is... People think I do these things for fun. I'm absolutely torturing myself. I've got no football, nothing, obviously, there's nothing on, and the horses are up on the forum. Tomorrow will be the last day of the horses until I get back, I'm afraid. So let's hope we have a good day. I just won't be able to do those when I'm away. It is a manual process, and I won't be able to do those at 3 o'clock. And I'm not, as much as I love you, I'm not getting up at 3 o'clock every morning while I'm away next week to do that for you. Have a lovely... What is it? Wednesday. Have a lovely time, and I'll see you on tomorrow morning.